Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm, clear day is unfolding across Israel. Sunny skies are expected in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. It's a perfect day for being outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, UNET reports from earlier today that Israel is surprised as Trump announces progress with Iran. The U.S. and Iran, through Qatar, are moving towards a 60-day nuclear framework. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals, just in that U.S. strikes on Iran have damaged a drinking water facility near the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian media shared images of a damaged reservoir. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports Trump has called off strikes on Iran, suggesting an agreement could be signed in Europe this weekend. Iran, however, says no final decision is made. Separately, JNS informs us from earlier today that Greece has thwarted a Hamas terror cell targeting Israelis. This was achieved through International Intelligence Cooperation. And finally, I-24 News covers the release of Hamas co-founder Hassan Youssef, who was detained in Israel for 2.5 years. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gershom Gorenberg, a journalist, commented earlier today that he won't predict what comes next, noting that Bennett has shown declining trends in the past. From Middle East 24, a diplomat shared just now that the US and Iran have agreed on a deal text, including a ceasefire extension and reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. However, Tehran still considers this speculation. Ambassador Mike Huckabee posted earlier today with a terse comment, adding kaboom to the unfolding events. Let's go deeper, starting with the diplomatic front. Ynet reports that Israel was unprepared for Trump's announcement on Iran's nuclear talks. The potential deal, mediated by Qatar, aims for a temporary 60-day framework. This development could shift regional power dynamics significantly. Turning to the military front, the Jerusalem Post details that U.S. strikes damaged a crucial water facility in Iran. This strike comes hours before Trump's announcement of a potential agreement, adding tension to the delicate situation. Civilians in the affected area may face water shortages as a result. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights that Trump has halted military actions, suggesting a deal might be signed in Europe. Iran remains non-committal, indicating the complexity of ongoing negotiations. The outcome of these talks will be critical for regional stability. In a related development, JNS reports that Greek authorities dismantled a Hamas network. This operation, supported by Cyprus, shows the global reach of intelligence cooperation. The thwarted attacks underscore ongoing threats to Israeli nationals abroad. Now, turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the next major opportunity for Israeli startups lies within the AI supply chain. As AI models grow, Israeli companies are poised to address the industry's bottlenecks. Separately, Globes reveals that Israeli digital insurer Honeycomb has raised $40 million. The company, specializing in real estate insurance, operates across 20 U.S. states. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the AI giants racing towards IPOs with trillion-dollar valuations. Companies like SpaceX and OpenAI are seeking capital amid soaring development costs, a trend closely watched by Israeli investors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.